sure?
Take one. Do you want one? Is it active?
Both of these are active.
Not my, box one.
I eat poppy.
You got me so I can't sleep at night. You really got me going. You got me so I don't know what I'm doing. Yeah, you really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night.
Hello, hello. This is Zook
and Sticky.
And welcome to Sticky and Zook, our new time at Tuesday, 1 p.m. Every Tuesday, baby.
Oh,
Sticky,
yeah.
How you like that?
Oh, I'm loving that, my friend. I am loving that. Can't lie, it's nice to wake up at a normal time on a Tuesday.
I woke up at 10 today. It was wonderful. When did you wake up?
Oh, I was up a little earlier. I was up at 7:30, but, you know, such
normal for you, maybe. Normal for a college athlete. And
that's what...
For those who don't know, Sticky is a college athlete. I am, in fact, a NARP. That's a non-athletic regular person for you regular people.
Well. Get this, Toby. Interesting development could happen today as the team is making cuts.
Could you get cut?
We don't know for certain, but I am operating on the assumption that I may be cut, and that's okay because I got other things to do.
That's right, guys. Sticky is not committed to the team.
No. That's a bad.
He was actually complaining all the time to me about how much he actually hates the athletic community at Tufts, but
not the extended athletic community.
Just the team.
Just the team.
Only
really.
The team.
Really,
okay, the coaches
team
will be knowing.
Yeah, Johnny, if you're listening, please keep this in mind.
What's fun is his name could not be Johnny, but Johnny is such a classic coach name. Like, hey, Johnny, you know?
Hey, Johnny.
It's one of the
last name's really cool, Norfleet.
Norfleet?
Norfleet.
No way.
I don't know. I think it's a cool name.
That's an awesome name. I'll say it.
I'll say it just as much as you. So what's our theme today after our first song?
For the day. For those who have not seen this movie, it's called Pirate Radio in America. In England, it's called The Boat That Rocked. And that is a pun. It's a phenomenal movie. I'm a huge fan of it. One of my favorite movies ever. Watched it every summer growing up. Yeah, I know a lot of those lines. The premise is that the true premise is that in the 60s, there was, in England, the BBC was only allowed to play something like an hour or two of rock and roll a day because of laws, because rock and roll was the devil music.
Yes.
With all sorts of bad connotations. And so what radio DJs would do is they went on boats in international waters and they played radio from the boats, and the UK laws could not do anything about it. So what they did Sorry, I got distracted by Sticky's wonderful face. They like played music there. So this is an awesome movie, great music. That was You Really Got Me by the Kinks. Up next is Purple Haze by Jimi Hendrix.
Oh, what a beautiful
song. Sticky's wonderful take. This is Sticky and Zook, and you all are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Hell yeah.
Let's go. Thank you.
so long to be where I'm going in the sunshine of your
once again, Sticky and Zook.
Yes, that is us. It's good to be back after the summer. So why the 60s theme?
The answer is why not the 60s theme? I felt it, and I feel like You Really Got Me is just simply among the best ways to start your days.
I like it.
Days, I mean both the sun type beat, mm-hmm. and that you're in a haze, mm-hmm. like Dazed and Confused type days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. I think that the 60s, at least the music, has just been so fundamental. Even if we don't listen, thank you. Even if we don't think so, right? Our parents kind of started with that when they were like 10, and then somehow it's you know, it's affecting
when
us.
When were your parents born? You have old parents?
60s.
60 when?
66, 69.
So they when they were 10, they weren't listening to music in the 60s.
Well, I mean,
it was pretty solidly the 70s by that point.
Yeah, but are you kidding me? My grandparents, you think they're going to be listening to the 70s music? They're not hip and chill.
They weren't hip and chill?
I think they're going to be listening to the 60s music. Right?
Your grandparents?
My parents never left their 80s, 70s era. Like, they never left.
They're still living in the 70s, 80s era.
Exactly. They stopped listening to music after that. And so for me, I was affected by that, and then mm-hmm. they were affected by my grandparents' choices, and so, you know,
it's a lineage of music is what we have here.
Exactly,
we're bringing back the history, man.
Mm-hmm. And you know, it was a tumultuous time in the 60s.
Ain't that the truth?
And the 70s, you know,
I feel like a lot of the time has been pretty tumultuous, but definitely the 60s were clearly a decade of change.
Cultural change, I think.
Cultural change, legal change.
Suffragettes, you know.
That
also happened.
In the 20s?
Well, it was a little bit of both.
It was pretty solidly the 20s that was suffering.
Okay, my bad.
Civil rights movement, for sure.
Yeah, that was...
That feels pretty big.
That was big.
Really? That's the best... Suffragette?
Okay, here's my argument. Don't suffer. I mean, isn't that a constant battle? So hasn't that just been a constant motif?
Isn't women's suffrage a constant motif? You call it
a motif, even
motif is definitely the wrong
in
word.
Society,
but I buy with the fact that it is a constant battle.
Exactly.
You're still wrong.
So I think it was relevant in the 60s just as much as it was in the 20s, Toby. What are you trying to say?
For sure not. It's for sure not true. And listeners, feel free to call in and let us know your thoughts on maybe other stuff, which is...
Because we absolutely know how to deal with calls.
Yeah, we do. And as a reminder, the phone number is 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-WMFO or 855-915-9636. 9636. Give us a call. We want to hear your words. Up next is Spirit in the Sky.
Absolutely.
By one of the all-time great Jews, I think. I don't really know. I say this to you guys. I'm sorry. Norman Greenbaum.
Oh, yes. Norman Greenbaum. Good song. Let's get it going.
Thank you.
Tufts Community Day this Sunday, October 1st. Not this Sunday, near Sunday. Join neighbors, families, and friends for Tufts Community Day on Sunday, October 1st from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. The event will take place on the Academic Quad at Tufts Medford Somerville campus. Highlights of the day include live music and dance performances by student groups, information from Medford and Somerville community groups, research projects by Tufts University faculty, and, for children of all ages, or adults of other ages, crafts, portrait artists, jumbo lawn games, and other activities, plus a free lunch for everyone. Community Day is free and open to the public. All events are handicapped accessible and free parking is available. Events including lunch will take place on the main academic quad at the top of the hill by Goddard Chapel, Baloo Hall, and the Statue of Jumbo. Community Day will be held rain or shine. For more information, just search the web for Tufts Community Day. This is a public service message from the Tufts Office of Community Relations and WMFO in Medford Tufts Community Radio. Thank you so much to the caller who called in just a few minutes ago to tell us about his experience going to Woodstock at age 22.
Yeah, and suggesting us a song, Low Spark of the High-Heeled Boys.
Our live version by Steve Winwood. That was a great track.
Saucy. Saucy indeed. It was very nice. Very fun. Now that we're here, should we talk about, Woodstock?
We could. There's a great movie. I'm forgetting what it's called. I'll give it a little searcheroo. And it's about the creation of Woodstock.
Ooh, very cool.
And it's kind of how it came together.
Okay.
Because it was in middle of nowhere, New York.
I'm not very well versed in this, so this is really for, I think, you to pick up on. But hey. If we're both blind to this, I think it's a good learning experience.
Blind to Woodstock?
Not blind to it.
You're saying we don't know enough about it. Well, I know a little bit about it, if I may.
Okay. I know very little. Educate me.
Upstate New York, kind of middle of nowhere. The movie's called Taking Woodstock. It's a 2009 American historical musical comedy drama film about the Woodstock Festival of 1969, directed by Ang Lee. Hmm. It's great. It's kind of just... a bunch of people were like, let's make a festival up there. Middle of nowhere was supposed to be a small thing. It ended up being a very large thing. Arguably too large, but is there such a thing? And, I mean, just time and again, the acts who were there is truly phenomenal. And the people who, a lot of them were really small acts who it was their first kind of big show, and they ended up becoming huge.
Huge. Do you have any examples maybe?
I do. Let me give a little searcheroo.
We're consulting our good friend Google right now. Don't you worry about it. So as you search up for things to say, it's a beautiful day here in Somerville, Medford. Sunny yesterday. We had a little bit of rain, maybe from the hurricane, not sure, but it's good. It's good weather today. Windy, a little cool. Not sure the exact temperature, I won't lie, because I deal in Celsius, and I know people don't like that here.
What Celsius?
Tell
you
me.
Got? What Celsius you got?
Oh, I got 20.
20? Classic Celsius, guys.
Maybe 19. Let's.
We had Richie Havens. Swami Sachidananda was a yoga guru who did the opening ceremony. Country Joe McDonald. We had Ravi Shankar, Joan Baez, Santana. I believe Santana was very small then. Santana
really?
Was basically irrelevant. Yeah, I'm not positive on that. The Grateful Dead went.
Oh, no way.
Creedence Clearwater Revival, Sly and the Family Stone, Janis Joplin, The Who played a 24-song set. 24 songs. Number 11 was Pinball Wizard, which is absurd. Jefferson Airplane, Joe Cocker, The Band, what a name, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, Jimi Hendrix, of course, 16 song set. I mean, it was really something. I mean, the highways, you couldn't get through. You'd have to walk. Like, it was, and you had kids going to, I mean, it was, call in, callers, if you have more info about Woodstock, because we aren't knowledgeable enough.
Oh, yeah.
What's that number, Sticky? Remind me.
Oh, that number? Oh, it's 855-915-9636. That is 855-915-9636.
And if you can't remember 9636, remember that it's just WMFO.
Yes.
855-915-WMFO. Why don't you turn up that monitor right now? Because we're about to play heck of a jam.
I'm glad.
Lost in the Supermarket The Clash.
Sweet.
Supermarket, I can't no longer 'Cause he gets up in the morning, and he goes to work at 9, and he comes back home at 5:30, gets the same train every time. 'Cause his world is built on punctuality, it never fails. And he's all so good, and he's all so fine, and he's all so healthy in his body and his mind. He's a well-respected man about town, doing the best things so conservatively. And his mother goes to meetings while his father pulls the mane, and she stirs the tea with counselors while discussing foreign trade. And she passes looks as well as bills at every suave young man. 'Cause he's all so good, and he's all so fine, and he's all so healthy in his body and his mind. He's a well-respected man about town, doing the best things so conservatively. And he likes his own backyard, and he likes his fags the best, 'cause he's better than the rest, and his own sweat smells the best. And he hopes to grab his father's boot when fate passes on, 'cause he's all so good, and he's all so fine, and he's all so healthy in his body and his mind. He's a well-respected man about town, doing the best thing so conservatively. And he plays a song to Charles, and he goes to the regatta. He adores the girl next door, 'cause he's dying to get at her. But his mother knows the best about the matrimonial stakes, 'cause he's all so good, and he's all so fine, and he's all so healthy in his body and his mind. He's a well-respected man about town, doing the best thing so conservatively.
Hello again.
Hello, hello, hello.
'Tis I, Sticky.
No way, it's Sticky? And Zook!
No way! We're back, maybe for the final time.
What if we acapella'd this whole time?
That would be cool. And I think we were doing that.
This is Sticky. Sticky and Zook. This is Sticky. It's tricky to look, 'cause we're on the radio. Sticky and Zook. It's a crazy trip we do, Sticky and Zook.
Wow.
Oh my
dude.
Gosh.
We should
do that every single time.
I think we should record that and make it like a jingle.
We should have jingles.
I think so.
I'm here for jingles. You here for jingles, Sticky?
Yes, obviously.
Listeners, please let us know if you're here for jingles, because I love a jingle jangle jangle personally.
Honestly, if we could pre-record that, get a little soundboard and just press play.
High key, yes.
Yeah, I would not be opposed.
There's a fun podcast. It's English. It's two people from the north. They're what's his name? I won't say it because it has an iffy word, but the first it's some word and then married annoyed. And it's a husband and wife. The husband's a comedian and the wife is also incredibly funny. And they have a show and their jingle is, "We had a fight about the jingle, dun dun, couldn't settle on a jingle, dun dun. So this is the jingle, dun dun. We hope you like the jingle, dun dun."
Oh, they're from they're from the north of Scotland. Oh no, they're from the Scouseland.
No,
not a can of Coke.
That's Liverpool.
Yes, Liverpool.
No, we're from the north.
Even farther north.
Farther north.
Well, that's Irish.
Farther north.
Irish.
Don't tell them that.
Yeah, I know.
It's tricky. The northern one, like, nothing. What's it? Pontine, northern.
from the north.
That's a fucking Scouse accent.
No, wait, you're a little bit Scottish.
I mean, it's hard because it's in the middle between a Scouse accent and a Scottish accent. And how
it. Scouse.
Scouse. Live the Scouse accent, love.
Liverpool. Oh, love. We're Liverpoolian. Ringo Starr. Ringo Starr.
Yes. Ringo Starr.
You ever see Ringo Starr's art?
No, I have not.
It's absurd. It's insane, the membrane. It's actually so wild.
Oh, yeah.
It looks like. It sells for like actual money. I mean, not crazy, but a couple grand.
Millions?
I think.
Oh, grand.
Look at it. It looks like it's he makes it on Microsoft Paint, and it's so evident that he makes it on Microsoft Paint.
Okay, to describe
give us a description, please.
I mean, let's take Picasso's art, right? His portraits.
Yeah, I'm there.
And then lower. I'm sorry. This is very funny. And then lower the skill of these paintings by, you know, 7x.
That's 700%.
That is
for
700%.
You, for you other math
700%. I'm describing it as bold lines, simplistic faces, large mouths, eyes, obviously disproportionate. Okay, Ringo Starr. I didn't know he was going into dementia. That's interesting.
It really is, right? It's actually wild. Not that he was ever great at writing his own tracks, but
hey,
y'all, I just go give this a Google. It's all
he
weird shades of pink
ears.
And red, and really, you described it well. But to call Picasso is a stretch and a half, except for the fact that it doesn't really look like faces. What are we gonna tell our listener to do next?
You know, I'm feeling a little energetic.
I'm feeling energetic.
I'm feeling
too.
Like I should twist and.
Shout.
Exactly.
Here it is by the Beatles.
You know it.
the trap you and to use you before you even know. For love is blind and you're far too kind. Don't ever let it show. I wish that I knew what I know now. When I was younger, I wish that I knew what I know now. When I was stronger, the can-can such a pretty show to steal your heart away. The backstage back on earth again. The dressing rooms are great. The come on.
Welcome
what song
back.
Was that, Toby?
That was a classic Ooh La La,
Ooh La La
by Faces. And I know it's approaching the time we have to go. As a reminder, this is and was Sticky and Zook, and you all are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
You know it.
If you want more of us, when can they find more of us?
Every Tuesday, 1 to 2 p.m. You know it. You've heard it.
I know it.
They know it. Everyone knows it. So unfortunately, we must leave soon. And I know you listeners really, really, really want to keep listening to us. But as Toby's going to tell you,
you can't always get what you want.
I knew she was gonna meet her connection. at her feet was a footloose man. You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want. But if you try sometimes, well, you might find. Get my fair share of abuse. Singing words gonna vent our frustration. If we don't, we're gonna blow a 50 amp fuse. Sing it to me. You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want. Just my fun. You get what you need. Oh, baby, yeah. Oh. I went down to the Chelsea drugstore to get your prescription filled. I was standing in line with Mr. Jimmy. A man, did he look pretty ill? We decided that we would have a soda. My favorite flavor, cherry red. I sung my song to Mr. Jimmy. Yeah, and he said one word to me, and that was there. I said to him, you can't always get what you want. You get what you need. Oh yeah. Woo! It's just my fight. It's just my